Hey, rock stars. I want to talk today about the segment of the last book we did for the book club. The book was called Selling the Invisible, and it talked about how different it is to sell a service versus a product. And one of the concepts in the book he talks about is how the prospect can be our competitor. The prospect can be our competitor. And I was reading this going, what's he talking about? And he said that especially when you're selling a service versus selling a product, the prospect has two other options besides picking or choosing a competitor of yours. One, they can do it themselves, or two, they can do nothing at all. And I was thinking about this when I was at my trainer's the other day, and I realized, you know, that, you know, just taking it out of our world of real estate and understanding it with a different industry, it's so true, right? So someone coming in to interview with a trainer thinking, I really need to get in shape, but their options are A, pick another trainer, or probably more common of what would happen would be they would either B, do it themselves, or C, do nothing at all. So in the world of selling your service, the guy across the table from you could, you know, either do it themselves or do nothing at all. For example, let's say you own a shopping center and you want to hire an investment sale guy. You could sell it yourself or not sell it, right? Or if you're a tenant rep broker, your prospect could do it themselves or not expand. So I think that's important to understand that your prospect has those two additional choices besides picking your competitor, because I think your sales pitch, and I hate that word pitch, but I think that your sales presentation needs to adapt and your questions need to adapt to feather out if that's a possibility for them. You know, are you thinking about doing it yourself? And how would you stack up against that answer if the answer is yes? So I thought that was really, really interesting. I had never really thought about that. Certainly in my training business and coaching business, people, you know, directors of leasing can train their team themselves, and they do every day, or they don't have to do any training, right? And how do I stack up against those two, you know, what we would call objections? So I hope this was interesting for you guys today. The recording of the book club is here on Anchor, but it's also on my website. So feel free to listen along with the book clubs every month we post here on Anchor and on the website. I have a great day.